Okay, we got Parker Pathways at RBN, shortwave 12.180, and the call in line is 800-313-9443. We have John in Tennessee. Okay. We're going to discuss a process here of how some of this whole process is developed within the legal system, and how Congress has decided that that they're going to go along with what the Supreme Court wants to rule. The Supreme Court recently ruled on a case, it's called Rapanos versus the United States, and it was Carbell. Yeah, that was it. Carbell versus the United States Army Corps of Engineers. And the Supreme Court ruled that the lower courts must determine whether there is a significant nexus that exists between the wetlands in question and navigable waterways. Now, these two cases have been talked about for a while, for a few weeks, and but the only problem is that the Clean Water Act makes it illegal, of course, to discharge fill material, dredgeable stuff in navigable waters in the United States without a permit. The real issue at hand is who owns the waters and how it's going to be used and where the discharge of the dredging is going to be. And any water adjacent to the traditional navigable water will be subject to permitting. And that's basically the concept of the Supreme Court's ruling. The only problem here is that the amendments that would go to the Clean Water Act to, let's say, follow Supreme Court would broaden the scope of the government to own the land and make more recycled water from that process. And the Supreme Court is saying, well, the lower court can go ahead and do that. This is a significant, if it's a, well, what's a significant nexus? Well, it could be the waterway can be closer by, perhaps. It could be based upon some type of water that goes from a wastewater facility. Like Las Vegas, say, you know, they essentially have water there that is recycled. Looks pretty when they do the fountains. Got the lights going. Do all the stuff that goes on there. But the whole thing is, a lot of that water is based on a recycle system. Some places up by Henderson, Nevada, are so contaminated with perchlorate that they have to hide it. But and that's a serious issue. I think the United States government just a few weeks ago decided they put in a few million dollars to try to rectify that problem. The only problem is they can't rectify it. And perchlorate is a very dangerous product, which, by the way, there isn't. The Navy used to own the property up by Henderson, Nevada. It's part of a big aquifer system, and all that water gets cycled in a different way. And Las Vegas does the best they can, and but it's still recycled water. Los Angeles got the problem. Several other towns got the problem. Which brings me to the whole concept of how does a citizen have the opportunity to be able to see and develop any kind of input as to how these processes are affecting your body? And I'm going to be discussing Seattle when we come back off the break concerning alternate energy technologies and give you a taste of what somebody has tried to do.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons had brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Parker Pathways, RBN, and it's RBN in terms of You Can Handle the Truth. I'm going to talk a little bit about Seattle, Washington, where they have proposed that they have done some alternate technologies, try to put it together in such a way, and some of the ways that I've been trying to talk about for the nation, what I had proposed in a brief to Congress in terms of things. This is a process by which they have what they call in Washington, as I understand, a Cedar River watershed. And this is... I'm not too familiar with the exact location of Cedarwood, but this is a situation where they get raw water from. I know where Lake Young is located. That's they bring the water in. Essentially, they add ozone injection, which is a process of gas in the oxygen base. It has a contact in that pipeline of ozone for 10 to 15 minutes, and then it goes through an ultraviolet chamber for ultraviolet disinfection, and then it passes out to a clear well to be stored. Now, when it passes out the ultraviolet disinfection, the lime and chlorine are addition, you know, they're added now. Chlorine is just abundant in research. Proposals for the breast cancers, for the osteoporosis in females, the bladder cancer for males, and it's on and on. And when I put forth all of this about 2.5 years ago to the bureaucrats in the state legislature, they said they didn't want to know about it. And it's their own state, you know. But, of course, things have changed since then. But the whole process of adding disinfectants to the water is to kill Cryptosporidium giardia lambia, which is a liver fluke, which I've mentioned before. It doesn't do the high percentage it should, and it causes a lot of other side effect problems, which are very serious and have to do with how it affects the human body, its gene structures, the development of gene signals, proteins, and other problems, which are creating these new industries and also the development of what is called the new global network of industries. I applaud this whole business in this new process that's been going on in terms of at least developing innovation. And I feel that the Seattle Public Utilities Commission is to be commended for one fact. It doesn't filter all its water. And it's adding ozone, which can kill some of the bacteria. Ultraviolet disinfection, it can kill some of the bacteria and some of the viruses. And if you have gene signals which are being promoted in such a way to be able to create other viral tendencies and other chemicals, then you're helping things along by having ultraviolet disinfection. I feel strongly that water districts, if they're not totally owned by foreign companies, of which about, as it stands now, about 22% of America's water districts throughout America are owned by foreign countries. And they don't want the UV disinfection because it costs too much. So they want to continue with these other chloramines and disinfectant byproducts, about 1,500 of them, which cause various forms of bromides to form, which cause all kinds of activities in the body, which I'll talk about later, and how it affects the spleen, the thymus, and the sperm, and the uteruses of humans. But the process of, that we have here is the fact that at least this is being attempted in such a way to promote a concept that makes things, you know, it makes things particularly work and try to store the products in such a way that if you're going to have recycled water from another area, you shouldn't be mixing it with this process anyway. And if you have folks that are discussing the fluorides, which are added at the other end as well, what you're doing is essentially causing what is called a folding of proteins in such a way which forms special crystalline molecular sheets in the body. And the underlying interactions of the fluorides with silic acid with the proteins in the body can cause the destruction of all eight of those centers that I talked about for obesity and other forms of body dysfunctions. So let's say that you're drinking a soda that has Splenda in it. Splenda is made from a chlorophosphate base with the chlorine that's there that combines with any one of the amines which are in the water, and that forms a destruction on a 40% basis of thymuses in human beings. Well, you already have a destruction going in the other way from the blended water. So the whole thing comes down to the fact, let's say you don't have blended water. Let's say that you have, most of the water districts are going to be using ultraviolet light, and I applaud that. But you have a silica fluoride base, which is coming in the other way. City councils were saying, well, we get water district concepts, and we get utility taxes, of which we make money. And then they'll all claim, well, it's the utilities who are charging the money. They're charging the money. And the price is controlled by the utility system. I want to read you a declassified paragraph from a recently declassified document, and I'm going to be a little evasive as to which document that is, because it's a government document recently declassified, so you can draw your own conclusions. I'm going to read you in total what their plan was. Water is a good example of why the concept of resource wars is deeply misguided. Humanity has increased its use of water fourfold since World War II, and yes, in many key locations around the world, we've seen local populations grow very close to maxing out their ability to draw upon fresh water supplies. But to say the planet is running out of water is a gross overstatement. What is true is that we don't price water very efficiently, and whenever humans treat a resource as both cost-free and inexhaustible, they waste the water. Future social plans will obligate utility tax at 160% increase in each nation. These are the new nations they're forming. These folks work within government agencies to rewrite the Constitution that they're trying to do, which, by the way, it's hard to visualize, but the Oval Office in our lifetime can easily be occupied by representatives from other nations telling us what to do on an immediate basis. No discussion. No discussion in these new orders. And the studies show that virtually any country in the world can cut its water use by an average of 50%, it goes on to say, simply by utilizing and transporting water more carefully, basically eliminating all predicted future water shortages. It is poverty that causes water shortages, not development. If you are developed and we develop the new nation, then our economy will be more than able to price water as it should be priced, employing desalination plants when required. Of course, what they don't mention there as well is desalination has mercury dysfunctions in the water, which causes a 17% increase of mercury contamination in the human body. Their model is going to be on Kuwait. It's one of the most water-distressed countries in the world by standard measures, and yet the water shortages exist there simply because Kuwait has enough money to buy fresh water made from seawater. Of course, that's the Bechtel project, which is... I'll be talking a lot about that. All the countries currently predicted to experience stressing water shortages in the coming years are found inside the New World Order, with the exception of the rapidly growing China. China's rising wealth will take care of the water issue there because the economy as a whole will be able to price that resource more efficiently over time, plus pay the expenses associated with the improved use. And most of the water waste is due simply to leaking pipes. This is where the government has put forth in America that, you know, control your leaky pipes in the United Nations. This is the United Nations position. The real question for the countries inside the New World Order will be to develop fast enough to provide wealth to deal with the growing water scarcity, or will that scarcity cause conflict? We will not accept conflict, as the point of water wars throughout time demonstrates, as far as we know, there has never been a war fought primarily over water in human history. Instead, what this record shows is that when water issues arise, among states, water's response is typically to sign treaties that settle the issue peacefully. Well, that's what the United Nations wants to do and the rest of it. What's being ignored in this whole process is the fact that the utility tax system is entirely too high and people do not have an adequate input into that. And we'll come back to this declassified global document after the break.
Order the DVD of a lifetime, Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. And do it all right from the comfort of your own home, with no money at risk. Now you can, by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches, which work along the same principles as Qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
This is Parker Pathways, RBN. Call in. Number is 800-313-9443. And my email is Kwati, sbcglobal.net. And if any of you want to write, which a lot of you like to do, it's very helpful. It's address Dr. Wynn Parker, P.O. Box 864, Millbrae, California 94030. Get back to this declassified document on water for the New World Order, and the whole process of they're missing on this is that there hasn't been the statement, which is in fact there hasn't been any known wars over water and the rest of it. They're forgetting about the great elephant conquering of Italy, taking over the aqueduct. A year plan of taking over the aqueduct in Italy during the Roman days. The great marches of the Crusades. Seven major continents. A war that was written in the Bible, lasted for 200 years over water and resources. There's a story written, and it's in Sanskrit, that was saying in the sacred scrolls that people would throw gold into the river just to get the water. in the great discoveries of the missing books of the Bible. I think the Department of Defense and the government should read one of the, it's called the First Book of Maccabees, M-A-C-C-A-B-E-E-S. This isn't something that you go on the internet and get an abstract. This is talking about control of societies by kings over three things. Process of pride, human beings as property, water, and the development of new ways to use materials for food. It's a very interesting piece of reading. There's seven books of the missing Bible, which are, I won't go into the others, that talk exclusively about the wars that have been promoted in terms of water was more precious than any of the sticky substances that they found in the ground, which they used for other purposes. The part of the redacted documents that have been declassified are exclusively, I already was, you know, I'm not going to say how I found that out, but the thing is exclusively over the research and the resources that the United Nations wishes to control of promoting the idea that water is a right, and therefore we have the right to it. And that's why they signed these documents and put it through when President Clinton signed over all these national parks. It was a concept of the parks had already been signed over into the other parts of the treaties. And you take what's called the Texas Highway, everybody's making a big thing. Oh, this has just happened. Well, that agreement was signed 2.5-3 years ago. And they call it an agreement. Oh, it's really not a treaty. It's an agreement. What did they agree on? They agreed on a highway that's going to be 3 or 4 football fields wide, go through the whole concept from south up Mexico through the United States of America and to Canada, have Mexico have an embassy somewhere in the center of the United States. I've heard it's one place in St. Louis. They already bought the land, 60 acres, have a country in the middle of the United States. And, of course, we're not a country, the United States of America. We are already being called on the stationary. You see, from France, Italy, Germany, we are a North American continent. And what do you think those countries and those processes have invested in? Things that I've talked about, MIPs, molecular imprinted particles, water, conceptual engineering for alternate technologies that are going to be run by satellite. So the whole process here that we are being sold a great bit of goods by all these city councils and counties in the United States of America by what I call real greedy and insufficiently educated people about what is good for their people, the idea, take care of your leaky pipes. United Nations even says that. They copied it right off of here. Now, I'm not against the global folks if they want to think. Let's say that you're sitting at a poker table and somebody says, you got a 1 chance in 8 of getting that draw on that card to draw a full house. Well, what would happen if you said to a woman, say, you're over 45, you have a chance of 1 in 8 of getting breast cancer. That's the latest statistic that's being promoted out there. Well, let me tell you something. You've got a 1 in chance of 4 of getting breast cancer if you have bromide in your drinking water, which is 80% of what's coming out of the tap. Now, most of the human colon research systems that are being going on here, this is not arbitrary. These behave like animal colon cells. You've got a 60% opportunity to get colon cancer from bromide and nitromethanes in your drinking water, which is the secondary carcinogenic problem from disinfectant byproducts. We'll come back to this after the break. By the way, if you want to get in on this one, call 800-313-9443 or sit back and enjoy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or, as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
This is Parker Pathways at RBN, shortwave 12.180, and I believe that we have Jim in from Minnesota.
Yes, it is, Doctor. How are you today?
Pretty good, Jim.
I really like your program, but is it on only on Fridays, Doctor?
Only Fridays.
Okay.
You only get a shot at me on Friday.
Okay. I'm writing you on my calendar. Say, earlier you gave your address out at 864, and you went so fast, I couldn't get your mailing address. I had some things on water I'd like to mail you.
Okay. It's P.O. You have something to write with, Jim?
Yes, Doctor.
It's P.O. Box 864,
mm-hmm.
Millbrae, California. You spell Millbrae, M-I-L-L-B-R-A-E, California.
A-E.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And the zip code there is 94030.
Thank you. Now, can I get to a couple of questions from last week? Last week you were discussing good reasons why not to drink distilled water, and then you made a brilliant statement about adding Willard water and something called a sport tea to your water. What kind of water do you drink yourself personally?
Do
you drink spring? Do you drink?
I'll tell you how this works. Okay. A lot of people ask me that, but I want to make sure the answer I'm going to give is naturally important because I'm not endorsing a product, but I'll tell you what I'm doing. See, I have an advance information. That's why I have a show, you know, as to what the research is coming down the line. In fact, today I've talked about seven major alternate energy technologies, given a list of five companies that control the world on impacted protein defolding products that will control, you know, 17% of all economics in this world, all of it based on water, okay? So the way I look at water is I look at it as a exquisite molecule that's able to accept other molecules. This is very important. In fact, on the third show a few weeks ago, I was talking about the configuration of the water molecule as a future for drug formation. And then I, which is, by the way, so important, I can't even believe it. I could do two shows, Jim, just on that alone.
Which
you
would.
Two shows. Yeah, two shows on that alone. And then I don't know if you heard my interview with the publisher of Dr. Amito on the hidden secrets of water.
Yes, I did. I heard him in town in Minneapolis here several years ago.
Yeah, a brilliant fellow.
Absolutely.
And I had a chance to have another kind of communication. I speak a little Japanese. He doesn't speak much English about the thing. But
they had a translator here in Minneapolis.
Yeah, and I'm going to have on Dr. Emoto from Japan. But as soon as RBN, you know, RBN is a godsend. Thank you for right after we expand and get this thing going. But no, I received almost 2,000 emails on that one interview alone.
I believe that.
Yeah, there's no kidding. Now, I'm answering your question, and I'm moving. I'm not moving around it. I'm answering anything. This is what I do. Okay, here we go. What I do is that I take water that's in the bottle, all right? And you buy it from the store, right? But I make sure that the label says at least they use ozonation. You know, it says on the label. You know, at least that, Jim. Then I take, and since I was one of those people that was a real person in the remote thing, I kind of implied that. There's a lot of stuff to this day I can't talk about. But I use the hands, and I place my hands over the bottle.
And you pray over it?
Yeah, there's no joke. I transfer my thought. As Emoto has showed with the water crystal change, and I only do 20 seconds of that, and
okay.
you have to be in a quiet space. I know that's kind of hard to do in today's world, but all you do is say that it sounds like a witchcraft thing to say, you know, toxins go away. That's what I do. Toxins go away. And it goes through the hands of the thing, you know. Because I tested the water after doing it. Yeah, I could do a show on that. That's so dramatic, it's unbelievable. I mean, it just blows you away, you know. And then you start with it. I do that. Okay. And then I add the sports tea. I take one little sack of the sports tea, which is adding the electrolytes.
Well, now,
because I have made an effort to try to change the molecular structure through mind power. Which all of us have. All of us have this. This is not something that's psychic voodoo. We all have that alpha and gamma and beta wave. If we didn't, we wouldn't be able to have an MRI scan of our brain. Because the MRI scan of your brain is measuring the waves from your brain.
Right.
That's something to think about, isn't it?
It certainly is.
You see what I mean? So what I do is that I add the sports tea, which is, and that's what it's called, sport tea.
You know, I called a health food store here just before your show, and they don't even know what I'm talking about when I say sport tea. Is that like a coral calcium in a little bag?
No. Coral calcium is a different deal. That's calcium from the coral reefs over in the Pacific.
They didn't know what sport. I called GNC, and they didn't even know what sport tea.
Well, I'll tell you what. That company should call me, and they ought to sponsor me. That's what they ought to do.
I think Willard Water ought to, too.
Yeah, you damn right. Oops, excuse me. I can't say that word. But the thing is, you just add one package. That's all you need. And you put it in a gallon of water. You let it sit there. You let it sit there overnight or whatever, you know, to work a thing.
Sure.
And then on the Willard water, the only reason I pick up on the Willard water is because it's not for what the reason you think. I don't even think Dr. Willard and his has gotten this far yet, because he's very sophisticated when he started in the mineralization. No, that's not the reason. You see, when you change the molecular structure of the water to accept something, it accepts it differently. In other words, if the Willard water from the mineralization is to detoxify the internal toxins that are in that bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
So you only add 2 or 3 drops of it.
Of the Willard water?
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you if you used a half an ounce or an ounce.
No. Yeah. I know on the bottle it always says half an ounce and everything. No. You see, you need to trust me on this, Jim. You need to look at it like a homeopathy.
Okay.
See, because water, now think on this. This is the reality of biochemistry. Water is your body.
That's right.
And so what you're doing is essentially real world changing the silicon structure of that water molecule, because you've already put your energies into it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you that molecule changes, now you're ready to drink it. Now, what happens is, and this is where I get into the advanced stuff, I have found from the cancer researchers and the thing, and this is why I mentioned before the break, in terms of the human colon cancer cells are acting like the animal colon cancer cells in research. And so there's a product, a dibromomethylmethane, which is going to cause colon cancer in humans. That's in the secondary byproduct of the disinfectant byproduct, which, by the way, there's about 50% of these disinfectant byproducts in the bottled water. People don't realize that. So this is why I'm going through this little ritual, almost treating the water like a Buddhist temple, if you will, you know, and going through that. If you change that, you're ready to go. You're ready to go. Because now you are taking the homeopathy, quote, from the Willard water drops and changing the bromide to a bromide sulfate that will be eliminated from the hormones in your kidney.
Does the Willard water change the dyes or the water wetness at all?
It's supposed to. It's supposed to, because that's part
so
of
the cells can accept it. See, I think our cells are hardened from all these toxins.
Well, they are, Jim. They are. They are hardened, and that's a good way to put it, because essentially they are, because that's how our cancer cell operates. As you know, it has to develop its own cell vesicle system to get its own blood supply. So this is why I talk a lot about the new domains of business and construction and manufacturing and all the rest of it for that one cell. You should see the biotechnology plants for the purification of water for doing research in biotechnology. They run almost 2 city block size to get to where we're talking, you and I, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And you could do it using Dr. Emoto's the prayer and the sporty and the Willard
yeah.
water.
Now, I want to make a real big point here, that this is only in the interim, because the real goal, Jim, is to have alternate energy technologies, states of the art improved, go beyond UV, go beyond ozonization, go beyond reverse osmosis.
Mm-hmm.
See? And, of course, I am very highly involved in inventing all of that stuff. I've got some patents floating in there that are so outer space that the patent examiners are asking me to go and explain it to them.
They don't understand it.
Yeah, no, they don't, because everyone has gotten mechanical on them, you know. But the whole thing is that I've integrated biotechnology, advanced kinds of sciences, moving it through, and I've taken a few pieces from the NASA project, which I can do, and I've added this, and when you see what I have in mind, which I'm going to unfold in future shows, because I've been offered millions of dollars for what I read an hour ago. on the disclosure document for fetal cells, cysticism on adipose, on fatty tissue expansion from the strains of viruses. I mean, that what I read on the air in terms of getting a disclosure document thing, I've been offered minimum $25 million for that paragraph. So the thing, you know, and I won't sell. I intend...
They'd probably shelve it if you did sell it.
Exactly. And this is why I'm giving it to my listeners so that they can promote things. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
The idea of invention, what I've just explained to you, is not voodoo. The thing is that this really happens. Nobody can explain things at the moment. I call a lot of things are unseen.
Mm-hmm.
They're unseen because we haven't developed yet the part of our brain to understand it. And my private view on the cause and effect relationship is I think that we have been so propagandized in terms of what we're supposed to know and what our capabilities are, that we've become confused. That's the word I'm using. We've become confused. We've got people telling us how to believe. We've got a war going on of people that want to kill us. We've got ideologies that are being centralized for new nations all over survival. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder, this water technology you have, by drinking a better-grade water, I wonder if this will have a, and maybe this isn't the right word, a chelating effect on helping our bodies protect against this depleted uranium that's coming around at us atmosphere.
Well, the DU system hasn't even, just between us here, and about a million people, I think, are listening. I'm not sure, but maybe 10 are listening. But, you know, the whole thing comes down to the fact the DU is in our food and in our water and our air.
In our air.
And our bodies. We haven't even touched what that subject's about. People have written about it and done a nice job and worked it through. But I was planning a show on DU way down the line because there's some sinister stuff going on how we're supposed to absorb and accept this, and they use the word digest like they did in Cormie. That's
sure.
One of the things on DU. The DU is changing our gene structure.
I believe that.
And that's reality. That's reality.
It's going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no joke. Let me give you the exact gene structure on the, it is AL121956. That's the gene that's been changed in humans for DU. And that controls the surface of the DNA cell in the human body.
Now, is that burning out the thyroid and the thymus?
Yeah.
We're going to have everybody's going to be tired, doctor.
Well, they already are. They already are. And you know what's sad is the fact that people go to physicians, and if they're not, and this is another one of my real-world goals in terms of the show, if it's not coded, Jim, they don't treat it.
Sure.
And this is why I got into the consent form. Your survival depends on that consent form. That's why I brought it up today. See? Because who owns what you got? And if you have that cell or the blood or the concept of the whole thing, then they say, well, we haven't researched it. It's not coded, so therefore it's all in your head. So what are you going to do? You've got Margolian's disease. You've got these people with sores and the rest of it and the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the whole thing process, that's a psychotic disease, according to a lot of people.
Well, it's bio-weaponized. It's not psychotic at all.
No, it's a waterborne bacterium concept.
Mm-hmm.
See? And the thing comes down to the fact that, guess how this little creature is developing? It's not quite a bacterium. It's not quite a virus. It's a combination of things. What do you think promotes that in the medium of the water? DU.
Oh, the DU does promote that.
Absolutely.
And have you seen Dr. Lorraine Murray's work where she's talking about the increase in the diabetes, type 2 diabetes worldwide is tied to the depleted uranium?
Yeah, well, the past four shows I've mentioned it, and because I want to do a whole show on type 2 diabetes, on the kinases, and how I think there's a whole industry being
You're
developed.
You're going to have everybody on insulin.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to disagree with you, Jim.
And then what happens if they turn off the insulin someday?
Well, this gets into my show today.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, if you sign your consent form in terms of the concept of who owns the tissue and the rest of it, how are you going to develop the clone to be able to do the genetic engineering to replace the cells to develop new forms of hormones that will be part of the synthetic insulin?
Right.
Big time stuff.
Yes, it is. What about oxygen drops? Maybe you can answer that on the other side, and I'll drop off.
Okay, and it's good for you to call. I'm glad you're a listener.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
This is Barker Pathways, RBN Shortwave 12.180. I wanted to finish up very quickly with Jim's comment on oxygen depletion. There's something that...
oxygen drops.
Yeah, I know. That there's a whole process here that there are 3 million, roughly 3 million locations on a single DNA, single base strand in a human.
Mm-hmm.
3 million. And out of the 3 million, one, as is known now, there's 1.2 million gene locations for the discussion that you and I are having right now in diabetes.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, and that's what's known now. See? So on another show, I'll pick up on this. Right now, I want to bring in how China wants to control this little subject from their wealth, and you can stay on the line.
I'd like to stay on the line, but go ahead, and thank you so much. You have a wonderful show.
I thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're a listener. I swear to God.
I have a question for next week.
Okay. You call
the
in.
The Schumann resonance and what you're doing.
The what?
The Schumann, S-C-H, the frequency of the earth has been increasing.
Oh, yes, the resonance.
Yeah, the resonance has been increasing, and the government's keeping it quiet.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody's supposed to know about this. And what I had heard from another scientist was that by taking water, somewhat similar to what you're talking about, and he did mention oxygenating it, that will help protect your body against this change in the Schumann resonance. And mm-hmm. I'm trying to find somebody that knows something about the effects on the human body and what happens when you increase the Schumann resonance.
Yes, well, that's that was the build-off of the Arizona Heart Project.
Okay.
You see, because the Heart Project started in Alaska.
Right.
When it was changing the microwave of the thought pattern on the alpha wave of brains.
Right.
So
right.
The whole thing comes down to the fact that the Schumann resonance is something which I've alluded to a couple shows ago on the change of the red cell in the human body, because nitrites to nitrates are changed in the body, which causes the depletion of the oxygen in the hemoglobin, which causes death.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so where we are, and no, I'll be glad to cover that next time. I know a lot about that subject. That's been classified for a while. There are parts of it that are unleashed on the earth, and there's some serious issues in here concerning the development of new proteins. There will be new ways that are part of the new world order, which, by the way, China wants to own, which is my segue into China, because what they want to do is earn enough money to control the whole water and resource of the earth.
Hmm.
That's their real issue.
That's their real goal.
That's their real goal, yeah. And the Department of Defense issue that we've never fought wars in human history is just pure propaganda.
Absolutely. Like everything else.
It's just pure propaganda. I'm sorry, Uncle Sam, but I have to say that about you. Shame on you, because, you know, I mean, my God, we've got people out here that are dropping dead, and nobody knows why.
Everybody's sick.
Yeah, and we're going to go through it, and we're going to get to it. Thanks again, Jim.
Thank you, Doctor. I'd like to sit on hold, though.
Huh?
I'd like to sit on hold for the rest of the show.
Well, this is the end of my show.
Oh, okay. See you next week.
Okay, Jim.
God bless you.
Thank you. Listen, listeners, Parker Pathway listeners, I'm very pleased that you have carried through and thought and put forth on this, and understand. You can change at the front line at that city council desk. Don't let those people buffalo you that they don't know what's going on and they don't have any legal liability. We have some passed the laws to make sure they got some legal liability. Stay healthy, and I'll look for you for the next Parker Pathway.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.